1774, who remembers it? See? William Cowper was the son of a pastor who in his youth lost his sanity for a while, probably because he was the son of a pastor. But when he got his mind back in 1774, he wrote a poem based on Romans chapter 11, verses 33 to 38, which many of us find ourselves quoting a lot, but not knowing where it comes from. In fact, some people think it actually comes from the scripture, which it almost does. The poem goes like this: God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea, and he rides upon the storm. You fearful saints, fresh courage take. The threatening clouds you so much dread are big with mercy and shall break with blessing on your heads. God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea, and he rides upon the storm. Now tell me, have you ever found yourself saying that? God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. We are often confronted with the inscrutable plan of God. For Ryan, that means we can't figure it out. We do not know what God is doing, what he's up to. So we tell ourselves the words of William Cowper's poem: God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. And you know what? He does. Yeah. Look at the story that Ray set before you from the book of Acts today. King Herod Agrippa, the son of Herod the Great, who ruled when Jesus was born, was on the throne. And he was, in appearance, a practicing Jew. He tried to look like a practicing Jew on the surface. Later on in this story, we're going to discover that he's celebrating He's celebrating a feast in celebration of the life of Caesar. Okay, there's a whole problem. We'll get to that next week. But he looked like a practicing Jew. On the surface, he was a practicing Jew. He worshipped in the temple in Jerusalem, and he tried to keep the religious feast of the Jews because he wanted the good favor of the Jewish authorities. So he had James, one of Jesus' apostles, arrested and beheaded. And when Agrippa discovered that this earned him points with the Jewish authorities he hoped so to please, he arrested the apostle Peter too. And his intention was the same: to please the Jewish authorities, Agrippa intended to behead Peter. But it so happened that it was Passover, one of the Jewish holidays. In fact, the most important of the Jewish holidays. Agrippa knew that if he did anything like what he wanted to do during the Passover, he would upset those he most wished to please. So instead of executing Peter during the Passover, he had Peter put in prison to await trial at the end of the feast. He ordered Peter to be guarded while he was in prison by four squads of soldiers. Each squad would serve a six-hour shift. Peter would be watched by four soldiers 24/7, even while he was in jail. Verse 6 tells us that while he was in jail being watched by the soldiers, he was literally chained to two of them at all times. What you need to understand from all that is that security was tight. Now, the Bible says that while Peter was in prison, the church was earnestly praying for him. Now, remember, please, that this was during a time of great persecution. Remember that James had just been executed, and understand that the church clearly expected that Peter would experience the same end as had James, for he was in the hands of King Agrippa, the man who had beheaded James. But it so happened that on the night when the Passover feast ended, the night before the day when Peter would be called to trial, as Peter was sleeping between the two guards that he was chained to, and as the other two guards were standing at the door of the cell watching, suddenly an angel appeared. The angel struck Peter on the right side and awakened him, but the guards to whom he was chained were not disturbed. The angel told Peter to get up, and as Peter stood up, the chains by which he was bound to the guards fell off his wrist. The angel told Peter to follow him, and he and Peter wandered out of the prison. Now, the scripture's clear that Peter thought he was dreaming all this. But when he found himself standing in the streets of Jerusalem, he knew it was true. He had been set free. And when the angel disappeared, poof, Peter exclaimed, "Now I know without a doubt." You know what that implies? He wasn't sure. It was inscrutable. Okay? "Now I know without a doubt that God has rescued me." And I got a question for you. You ready for this? Why? It had happened. No doubt. Peter had been set free. No one expected that he would be set free. He was in the hands of the same man who had killed the Apostle James. Everyone thought that Peter was sure to be beheaded too. But God had intervened to set Peter free. Why? Why did James die? Why was Peter set free? It's simply the inscrutable plan of God. As the scripture says, his ways and his thoughts are higher than ours. We cannot fathom the reason behind God's thinking. All we know is that God moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. Now, the Bible says that that night Peter went to the house of Mary, the mother of John Mark. He knew that the church often met at Mary's house to pray. And that night, they were there, and they were praying for Peter without expectation of his deliverance. For when he knocked on the door of Mary's house, a servant girl named Rhoda answered. But she did not open the door. She recognized Peter's voice on the other side of the door, and she ran into the house, and she told the people who were praying that Peter was outside the door knocking to get in. And those praying for Peter, knowing that the case was absolutely helpless, for he was about to be killed, did not believe Rhoda. And when she pleaded and convinced them, they still didn't believe it was Peter. They thought Peter was already dead and that it was Peter's spirit that was knocking at the door, because there was no way that Peter could escape James' fate. I just have to say, I love it when the church gets it right. The Bible says that when at last they opened the door and found Peter physically standing there before them, they were astonished. Why were they astonished? Because they thought they understood the inscrutable plan of God. James was dead and Peter was gonna die too. It was also clear that they had no hope for Peter at all. But folks, God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. When you think that you have God all figured out, you better sit down and fold your hands in your little laps and put your feet flat on the floor and think again. Maybe God did all of this centuries ago to teach the truth to Cornerstone today. His ways are inscrutable. His thoughts beyond our own. He moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform.